If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Next entry, top of page 3. Abigail. This is not a capital A, so it's not technically the name. 1671. A lady's personal maid. And at the beginning of many of these words, there is a description. After the pronunciation description, there's a description of kind of, I guess, where it came from, which I really skip over most of the time. I'll try and read some of them. But this one says, by the way, the reason I skip over a lot of them is because there's a lot of abbreviations and things that I'm not familiar with, but I will try to be. But this one says, Abigail, with a capital A in italics, a servant in The Scornful Lady, a play by Francis Beaumont and John Fletcher. That was from 1671. Next entry, ability, noun, and again, a lot of abbreviations and things that I am not quite familiar with, but I think it's saying it's French. 1A. The quality or state of being able, as in ability of soil to hold water, especially physical, mental, or legal power to perform. 1B, competence in doing, skill. 2, natural aptitude or required proficiency, as in students with different abilities. Another form of ability is there's a dash in front of it, which is making me think it's also a suffix. You can also spell it ability with an I at the beginning instead of an A. And this one says capacity, fitness, or tendency to act or be acted on in a specified way, as in, this is an interesting word, agglutinability. A-G-G-L-U-T-I-N dash ability. Next entry. Looks like it's two words. Ab initio. Is that pronounced correctly? Ab initio. Initio. Ab initio. A-B space I-N-I-T-I-O. Adjective 1599. From the beginning. Next entry, abiogenesis, noun, from around 1870, the origin of life from non-living matter as A, spontaneous generation, or B, a theory in the evolution of early life on Earth, organic molecules and subsequent simple life forms originated from inorganic substances. A noun version of this is abiogenist. Next is abiogenic. This is the adjective, 1874. Not produced by the action of living organisms. Adverb is abiogenically. Next is abiological. Adjective, 1868. Not biological, especially not involving or produced by organisms, as in abiological synthesis of amino acids. Next is abiotic, or possibly abiotic. Adjective, 1870, not biotic. I think earlier in the dictionary we learned that a dash as a prefix kind of means something is the opposite of. Abiological, the, as in the abiotic environment or abiotic environment. Abiotically is the adverb. Next is abject, with an A at the beginning, not object. Adjective. 1. Sunk to or existing in a low state or condition, as in, to lowest pitch of abject fortune, thou art fallen. That is a line from John Milton. 2a. Cast down in spirit, servile, spiritless, as in a man made abject by suffering. 2b. Showing hopelessness or resignation, as in abject surrender. 3. Expressing or offered in a humble and often ingratiating spirit, as in abject flattery, or an abject apology. Synonyms, see mean, M-E-A-N. Abjectly, adverb, abjectness, noun. Next is abjection, A-B-J-E-C-T-I-O-N. Noun, 1. A low or downcast state. Degradation. 2. The act of making abject, humbling, rejection. By the way, many of these definitions have one or two words at the end of it. So in that case, it would have been humbling and rejection. Those are the words at the end. Those are in all small caps. And I think those are, I believe those are the synonyms. I will have to sort of read the description at the beginning of the dictionary to find out what exactly those words are. But yeah, I think those are synonyms. So whenever you hear a word or two words tagged on to the end of the definition, that's what that is. So this is abjection, second definition of it, as in, I protest this vile abjection of youth to age. And that is from G.B. Shaw. Next entry, abjuration. Noun, 1. The act or process of abjuring. 2. An oath of abjuring. And that's A-B-J-U-R-I-N-G. And funny enough, that is our next word, abjure. Abjured, abjuring. 1A, to renounce upon oath. 1B, to reject solemnly. 2. To abstain from, avoid, as in abjure extravagance. Abjurer is the noun. That reminds me of the rural juror. If you know what that is, you will probably find that funny. Synonyms are abjure, renounce, forswear, recant, retract. Mean to withdraw one's word or professed belief. Synonyms are abjure, renounce, forswear, recant, retract. Mean to withdraw one's word or professed belief. Abjure implies a firm rejecting or abandoning often made under oath, as in abjured the errors of his former faith. Renounce may carry the meaning of disclaim or disown, as in renounced abstract art and turn to portrait painting. Forswear may add an implication of perjury or betrayal, as in I cannot forswear my principles. Recant stresses the withdrawing or denying of something professed or taught, as in if they recant, they will be spared. Retract applies to the withdrawing of a promise, an offer, or an accusation, as in the newspaper had to retract the story. So at the bottom of some of these definitions, there are synonyms, and it restates the word that we're looking at, and then it gives you a few more, and then it describes what each of those words are and kind of why they're synonyms for the word. So for this one, we've got, and it lists them first before it describes them. So in this one, we've got renounce, forswear, recant, and retract, mean to withdraw one's word or professed belief. And we'll end with one more today. This is ABL, lowercase. It is an abbreviation for ablative. And I believe we'll probably read that word in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.